Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. I was having a conversation yesterday with one of my buddies, and I was specifically talking about two games on our show. None of them are Trump Tui. First, when he said he's a big fan of Cleveland, how much do you make on Tuesdays and Thursdays? He heard it for the first time yesterday. And so we're getting a lot of buzz about that game. A lot of people like to play it. Producer Stevie dominates the game. It's where you know, we ask a few questions and we try to figure out the base salary. So that was one. The other one was like, so what's going on with Dead Guy in an Envelope?
Oh, geez.
And I said, we start the show with that every day. He said, what you need to do, and I didn't ask for this, but he gave it to me. He said, what you need to do is say somebody said, and he used a musician as an example. Say it's a musician, somebody that you guessed or you whatever. And you say, no, it's not this person.
Yeah.
Then you would say, no, it's not a musician. And then you would go to the next day.
Oh, like eliminate a category?
Correct. No, it's, I mean, I think we had the guest yesterday or the day before is John Candy. So I'll use that as an example. So if you guess, you say John Candy, say maybe, no, it's not an actor. Or no, it's not a comedian. Or no, it's not whatever. And I said,
Can I guess what you said back to him?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
That's right. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Do you like that? I even shut down my friends when they try to come up with a different idea for the game. And we brought it up to our boss. We've asked this question. The two hints are he's dead and he's a guy.
Immediately when you said your friend had an idea, I'm like, I don't know why he's even telling you because there's no way we'll change it.
Yeah. And the Cavs were on, and I shut down anyway. I stopped listening. Hey, I have an idea for the game. Anyway, it's nice seeing you.
Bye.
Yeah. So, you know how the game works. Maybe it is your first time listening to the Jen and Tim Show. Dead guy in an envelope. The envelope has been in studio since January. What is your guess? He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm on my way to work. I'm fabulous.
There you go. On your way to work. We love it. Well, we appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
Are you calling for Dead Guy in an Envelope? Do you have a guess?
Mickey Mantle.
Good guess. It's not Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle. Yeah, not Mickey Mantle. As my friend would say, if you guessed Mickey Mantle, then I would say it's not an athlete. But we can't say that.
We can't.
I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying that. That's way too much information.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, have a good day at work. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
Normally on a What You Watching Wednesday on the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, we're asking you what you're watching. It makes sense, right? Binge season, it's been blah out. Even those weeks have been nice. But overall, just the last, you know, several, I don't know, 13 months, it's been horrendous weather. So we ask you...
been 13 months. Feels excessive.
Well, it's going to be a little different today, though. We won't specifically ask you what you're watching. We're going to ask you what you are secondhand watching.
Because we all... are doing it 1,000%.
I have to be. I could name. I can write down the shows that I am secondhand watching right now that maybe you weren't even thinking about. So that's everybody has a show that they are secondhand watching. I can guarantee that.
So it's the end of an era at Southwest Airlines. No more bags fly free.
I mean, what?
They were the last ones. I mean, right? They were the last ones to have bags fly free.
Next thing you know, airlines aren't going to give you snacks anymore. Oh, wait.
Wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Some of them do. I flew it.
Do they really?
Was it United or Delta? They give you a snack.
I fly so basic that I'm surprised that my planes even have wheels and windows.
Same. I feel like I've flown Frontier, like the basic ones a lot.
Of course.
But then I recently, for whatever reason, went on like a United or a Delta, and I'm like, this is fancy.
I bet.
They have like free TV screens in front of you. They give you snacks. The flight attendant gave my kids like extra little cookies, those little like Biscoff cookies. They're so good. Bags no longer flying free for passengers on Southwest Airlines, except for the most loyal customers. They said that certain rewards members, like the A-list preferred, or if you're flying business class, you'll still get the perk. But they are ending that company trademark, which has existed for more than 50 years. Big celestial week here in Northeast Ohio. A lunar eclipse going to be visible, Tim, for the first time.
Don't tell
me. You love celestial events. You love celestial events.
I do.
It's going to happen late night tomorrow, close to midnight or early morning Friday. The moon will pass into the Earth's shadow and appear to turn red.
It's 2 a.m.
Is that what it's happening?
It's
2 a.m.?
Yeah.
If it's right after midnight, you might be able to see it.
Well, you can, but there's a window, and I don't know specifically, but it was like 2:22 or something like that.
So
but
just, yeah, just wake up early for work Friday morning.
Basically.
And you'll see it. Okay? Halo Top giving away 80,000 pints of ice cream.
I thought you were still talking about this guy when you said Halo Top.
Oh,
I'm like, there is?
It sounds like
I didn't
like
see
it.
That on the moon, a that Halo is, Top. Right. Look at that. That's new.
You'll see. It's not it.
All right.
I don't know if you've tried this ice cream before, but they're known as the light ice cream. They are distinct because of their substitution of sugar. They use stevia, which is a plant-based sugar.
Oh, stevie.
Ah, like stevie. They're going to be giving away free pints to get yours.
Look at me. I have not. Look at my shape. I've not tried light anything. No, I haven't had this ice cream.
I've seen the Halo Top before.
Have you?
Oh, you haven't seen it?
Is it available like the giant eagles and things?
It's everywhere. But they want to prove to you, like, because they say, oh, we say it's light ice cream. You don't believe us? Well, here, we'll give you a free pint.
Does that mean you can eat more?
I don't know that they're encouraging that.
I'm going to.
Okay, check it out.
Light ice cream. Eat more. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So there's a trend right now on TikTok where influencers are sharing how much they make doing social media to show transparency. And I thought it was very fitting after all of our topics and discussions on, you know, the generational difference of sharing how much you make. We talk about it with Cleveland, how much you make, how I usually am closer to the right answer. Mm-hmm. And
you lost bad yesterday.
Not bad.
Stop. It wasn't
By the way, it was not bad.
You are an instigator. Stop. Stevie, were you shocked by the numbers of these TikTok influencers, or did you have an idea already?
Yes, I was shocked. I had an idea, but I was shocked about how different it is. Like, one person with a certain amount of followers, someone else could have the same amount, and it's just so different. Like, there's really... No, I don't know. It's like everyone makes a completely different amount no matter how many followers you have.
I'm very excited to hear this.
Oh, I know. And who doesn't want to know those details coming up?
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
So there is an influencer named Brand Flakes, and he just hit 1 million followers on TikTok. To celebrate, he appeared on the Net Worth and Chill podcast and decided to open up about how much he made in 1 year as a full-time creator. He was kind of celebrating the milestone of hitting a million followers and how other people could do it too, and how there's a stigma for influencers hiding how much they make. I mean, we all know it has to be a lot. We see their life. We see what's going on. And he started a movement to show pay transparency. Now there's influencers all over coming out making videos on how much they make. He opened up saying he worked a normal 9-to-5 corporate job, making $40,000 a year before he started to just post his content back in 2020 and grew. And now this is how much he makes.
I grossed $768,000 in 2024.
Ooh.
But then we have the net. 20% of that goes to management. $200,000 of that goes to taxes, yep. Just the way it goes. I have a team now. So it's like lawyer, accountant, therapist. It's insane. But at the end of the day, I still pocketed like probably around $300,000. Yeah. I'm 28 years old and I went from making 40K. So this is insane.
That's exactly my reaction. He went from 40K to that. That yes. is unbelievable.
My reaction is 200 went to taxes.
Yeah, that also is terrible.
My mind kind of stopped after that. 750, 60, whatever it was, and then 200 of that. And you're right. It's the next level. Like you get lawyers involved. There's things. You have a team. You have everything else going on. But that would be the case with anybody with that amount, you know, of equity coming in. So that's, I would have never.
Yeah, you have to know where to put it or
that.
Else you'll.
Yeah.
I have questions though. Yeah. Does TikTok pay him? Who pays him?
That is my next point here.
Thank you.
How you can get paid. So if you're not aware of how the payment works, you can make money for views after you hit 10,000 followers on original content videos over a minute long. So this comes from the Creator Fund on TikTok. Other platforms have similar, like YouTube has their version, Instagram. Instagram doesn't really pay, I don't think, but you do from brand deals. So the next biggest thing is brand deals. That's where a chunk of their money comes from, because each brand deal is thousands when you have that many followers. And then you could also make money by promoting items from the TikTok shop. There's a lot of people that do that as well.
Oh, I'm well versed.
Yeah, same.
They are annoying.
They need quicker shipping.
And when you... It's actually fair. I bought something that just finally got it.
I want it to be like Amazon.
But, and that's the thing. I sent something to Stevie. It was like these energy drinks. Remember?
Yes.
Because she likes the energy drinks. It's like 84 cents a can for energy drinks. So I'm thinking to myself, Stevie likes these energy drinks. So I sent them to you, you know, just DM you, whatever. Mm-hmm. And now all of my TikTok is these energy drinks, which then I bought because I wanted her to try them.
Oh, you did.
I bought them for no reason.
See,
I drink
that
energy drinks.
Just got a nice paycheck from you.
Right. Just going on and on and on. So let's tease the next. So what's the next piece of audio? What else?
There's another influencer I follow who has 90,000 followers, and hers, she shared how much she makes.
Okay, so we're going to get to that. I wonder, have a guess. So we know, what was the first one? 760?
Yeah.
760,000. Mentally, think over or under that. Extended version of Stevie on the socials on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. How much people get paid for being an influencer?
So there is an influencer I follow named Brittany Reynolds. She gained 90,000 followers in 1 year. Her story was she was showing people herself getting out of credit card debt. She was in $36,000 of credit card debt, and she paid off her credit card debt in 1 year thanks to the help of TikTok and getting brand deals. People like worked with her to see, you know, they just wanted to see her get the debt off, and she shared how much she made month by month in the different ways.
In January of 2024, from the Creator Fund, I made around $2,000. And then from brand deals, I made $9,000. And then February, from the Creator Fund, I made $1,600. And then from brand deals, I made $5,000. And then in June, my creativity beta program income was $958. And then I didn't make any money from brand deals.
What kind of brands is she promoting?
Well, for her, with the credit card journey, there was like companies, like saving money companies. I forget exactly.
They were like sponsoring her to help her.
Yes. Like they would see her video. Her videos would go viral of her like, I mean, it's a massive amount of debt she was in. So like it caught your eye and they were like, hey, promote this product that was relevant to like the financial space.
I don't know about you. I hear this and I think like, what's something I want? Okay, let's pretend it's a designer bag. It makes me want to go on TikTok and be like, hey, Louis Vuitton, do you want to sponsor me?
You never know. Sponsors people,
right.
But they might send you a PR package.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
On top of this, they're getting free stuff.
Yeah. Or it could be like from Louis Vuitton. Like it's not the right, but you got the knockoff.
The Timu version.
Yeah.
Right.
The hand, you have to screw the handle on, or you have to actually like glue the leather strap to it. No, that's really, really interesting and good stuff. Stevie on the socials on Star 102.
The Great Lakes Science Center hosting a new film series. We talked about this like a week ago because Wicked's good. Don't make that face already.
I was just stretching.
I see the face you're making. The films are going to be shown at the Dome Theater. This is that theater that's like six stories tall. It's called Dome Movies After Dark. There's one Thursday a month they're showing films. Wicked's on the list. Interstellar's on the list. Guess what else?
Goonies.
Titanic. They're showing Titanic at the Great Lakes Science
Center. It's Star 102.
And listen, What have you said for years and years and years on the show? So Titanic, one of the
would you work with your ex?
No. Yeah, well, yeah, you've said that. Highest grossing films of all time. You have never seen it, and you now refuse to see it because you haven't seen it for so long, you're just making it a thing to annoy people.
Correct.
Correct. So you have said if we could get a group of listeners together and go see the film together in a theater, that you would go. Well, here you go.
When's the date on it?
Well, I was just going to say, okay. Not only are they showing Titanic at the Great Lakes Science Center on this gigantic screen that would be amazing, and we could all get a group together and go, guess what date it's on? May 29th. Whose birthday is May 29th?
Oh, you got to be
Tim Richards.
Me. Is it really?
Yes. Birthday gift for you.
So it's a Thursday?
It would be Tim Richards' birthday party watching the Titanic. It's like the stars are aligned.
And I
this
have my...
Ugh. Needs to happen. Let's do it.
Who would go? 216-3... Is there a price point? You don't know? I don't mean to put you on the spot.
I don't know.
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
I feel like when we did... So we did... I only knew it was Wicked like a week or two ago, mm-hmm. and I did the story in three things, and I think it was like $10.95 a ticket.
Would you... let's say it's $10.95. Would you go check that out May 29th on a Thursday? 216-3...
It's Tim Richards' birthday party!
3-4-3-1-0-2. That is...
Would you do it? If we got people to go...
If I can...
Would you do it on your birthday night? The Thursday.
I don't know
night.
What the plans are for the birthday. That's the
no,
only thing. I just have to
no.
check it. I just have to. Well, you know how that is.
Well, here's the thing. You don't know what the plans are. Make them now. Mm. Make them now. If your birthday's on a Thursday, it's not like you're going to really do anything crazy that night.
You don't
so
know.
You can do the movie.
I might.
Make your birthday plans for the weekend. Oops.
Mike Smacker.
Sorry. I'm very excited. Like, I'm just.
Would you? If you were available, would you go? DM us or call us? I'm curious.
May 29th, Titanic, Great Lakes Science Center.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's with Tim for his birthday to celebrate.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show. Good Wednesday morning to you. Highs in the low 50s today. We'll see a mix of clouds and sun. We have a round of Trump Tui coming up at 7:35, and this show took a turn.
Well, I'm so sorry. I'm inundated with messages. I don't know how I'm going to get back to all of these. So there's this really cool story. We talked about it about a week ago because they said they're going to show the movie Wicked at the Great Lakes Science Center in the Dome Theater. This is like a six-story high theater. It's awesome. If you, and you know, during the day, they show, I don't know, scientific stuff. That's the movie I've seen. That's what they call it. I think that's the actual term, scientific stuff. But they're doing this like the Dome movie series After Dark, and they're doing one movie a month. And we were excited. We talked about Wicked, but now they announced the other movies they're going to do. Interstellar is one of them. Titanic. they're going to show Titanic. Why is that significant? If you're a listener of the Jen and Tim show, you might know that Tim has never seen this film. You also might know that this is one of the highest grossing films of all time. If not the, is it the highest grossing
film? It's one of, I think, Avatar, one of these other ones are going to be number one. But it's not, it's still top five.
But you, it's been so long that you've never seen it that you've made it a thing that you refuse to see it. And you have historically on the show, I mean, for years and years and years, this is not recent. This is years and years and years. You've said, if there was a theater showing it, we can get a group of Jen and Tim show listeners to see it together, you would go see it.
I've 100% said that. Absolutely.
So the Great Lakes Science Center has said, yeah, we're showing it. And guess what date? It's on May 29th. May 29th happens to be your birthday. It's like the stars have aligned and we need to make this happen. Are you willing to go?
As long as I have nothing going on for my birthday.
No, well,
on that night.
First of all, you're saying right now you don't know of anything going on for your birthday, which means you don't have plans. That means you don't have plans.
As far as I know, I don't have plans. That is fair. Absolutely.
As far as you know, you don't have plans. So make the plans. Make the plans right now. Commit to us.
Who would go?
Here's the thing. There are so many messages. I don't even know that I can get to all of these. Let's see. Monica, I would pay for Tim's ticket. She didn't pay for your ticket. I think the tickets are like $10.95.
Okay, so if it's $10.95, it's at the Great Lakes Science Center. It's on May 29th. Would you go?
Would you go? Okay, Robin says, I'd go. My fiance has also never seen Titanic, so I'll force him to go too.
There you go.
I love it.
Do we sit in our own section? Is it people that have not checked out Titanic? Probably not.
We can watch. Oh, my gosh. Bring tissues. Bring tissues. Stephanie says, let's go. Titanic, what a great movie. Come on. You got to go see that love story. Amazing. Brendan says, May 29th. I'm so there. I can't read all these messages. My point is, already, just by gently mentioning it, what, 10, 15 minutes ago, we have all of these people willing to go. So are you in?
Who would go? Would you go?
I would absolutely go. And you know why this is a significant thing? It's a Thursday night. I'd even stay up.
Oh, yeah. What time's that movie?
I think it doesn't start till like 7 or something. Maybe it's 6 or 7.
Okay. And it's what, a four-hour movie?
No, it's not 4 hours.
Three plus?
It's lengthy. I'll Google that.
All right. Let's just get a rough count then. Either DM Jen and Tim Show Star 102. Oh, no. That laugh is coming up next. I don't know what the laugh is, but that can't be good for me, which is probably good for on air. We're talking Titanic on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show.
Well, the reason I laughed out loud, and messages come in, and I try not to read them all when we're on the air because it can be distracting. But we're talking about getting you in to watch the movie Titanic. And you said, if we all went, would we have our own section of people who have never seen the film.
Oh, right.
And Robin wrote, all two of you that haven't seen it in your own section?
That's fine. Robin probably heard me. I said, you know what? Never mind. I've got to, I didn't make any sense. Robin, that is a great point. You're right. Literally me and whoever DM'd us about their fiance that had not watched
it. Right. I mean, and she said she's going to force him to go. So, I mean, this is a thing. The stars have aligned. May 29th, Tim's birthday. Titanic being shown at the Great Lakes Science Center. This is not a station-sponsored event in any way, but we are definitely going to make this happen.
We'll just start doing our own station events.
Can we do
events.
That? Well, I mean, we just happen to be going to the movie that night. If you all show up with us, so there, so be it.
All right. Calls are coming in.
Hi, it's Kelly from West Salem, and I will definitely be there.
She'll drive from West Salem.
That
How
is
far
not
is
close.
That to get to downtown?
Hour plus.
And you're willing to come see Titanic on Tim's birthday. That's awesome. That's amazing. If Tim would only commit to this.
I will even buy you popcorn, Tim.
I got somebody that would buy me a ticket and now a popcorn buyer. I love it. That was a very nice birthday gift, some popcorn. Puerto Rican Mitch and New Kids Angie said that they would go. Star 102,
yes.
Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
This
they
is the best
DM'd
day
me.
Ever. It's an early birthday gift for you.
Titanic being shown on my birthday at the Great Lakes Science Center. That is kind of all the stars
aligned. So are you committing?
Are you? I'm gonna behind the scenes. I'm gonna see what's going on, and then I could. I just don't want to say yes. I'm in, and then
what if
out of it. I don't like to do that. I think it's a bad look. So I
will just say
I'm in the process of. Of that.
Just say you'll go. It doesn't, I mean, even so, say it's not a station sponsored event.
Maybe it's definitely not going to be a station sponsored
event. Well, okay, then you and I are just going to go watch Titanic with Stevie.
Yeah, I mean, just like,
and
you
if
know,
anyone
the
else happens
thing,
to
like,
be
what's,
there,
what's going on? I just trust me. I'm not. I don't. I just don't want to say that I am going and then back out. That's a bad look. I'm not
going
to do that.
Okay, so just say you're going and don't back out.
Well, okay. Well, you know me. So
sure do, and I see what you're doing.
I'm just non-committal right
yes,
now.
Yes, you are non-committal.
So I think that's being transparent. I don't say yes, I'm in, yeah, and then you, May 28th. Even, well,
you
I
said
forgot.
The stars aligned. Like, just commit to it. Let's buy the tickets. Let's go.
Deb, I would definitely go. That's a start of Memorial Day weekend. That is a great way to start.
Perfect.
So
done.
Definitely. There's like two people that DM, so I don't know if it's.
Oh
really
my! I can't even. Can't even reply to all these messages. There are so many messages.
We have full phones for a half hour. People try to get. All right. I'm assuming you want to go. Good morning to you.
I hate the movie. And I think that poor Tim should not have to be seeing that movie on his birthday for the first time in an uncomfortable theater.
There we go. Star 102.
Wait, why do you hate the movie?
Because it's long?
Because it's just a terrible movie.
Right, well, I don't want to spend my birthday at a terrible movie, Jen.
Oh, my God. It's so good. You will love it.
It's not good.
It's so good. I can't
believe.
I love
this call so much.
I can't believe
it's not good.
I don't.
She wouldn't lie to me.
I can't handle it. Like, why? Because they all die in the end, or?
No, I don't have to watch it now. You spoiled it for me.
The wrong one died at the end.
I got to leave the room. I can't go. This is too much information for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, this is you.
I didn't know anybody died in the movie. So. It is What You're Watching Wednesday. A lot of times we will ask you, what are you binging? What's your show? What is your go-to show? Recommend it. We love hearing it. Today is a little bit different because, for example, what are you secondhand watching? I didn't know this, but I am secondhand watching. Well, I'm secondhand watching Love is Blind. I am also secondhand watching Exo Kitty. And I am also secondhand watching Shrinking. Those are my three that I'm secondhand watching.
How are you secondhand watching them?
I'm not actually watching the shows. But vicariously through you and also producer Stevie, I am secondhand watching those shows.
Oh, I see. That's how you're secondhand watching shows. I have like two shows that I secondhand watch all the time.
Ooh, let's get to your secondhand show watch. And maybe you have one. Somebody, maybe it's a significant other that's watching a show that tells you all about it that you either care about or you don't. Friends or whatever it is. Shows that you actually aren't watching, but you've heard so much about from friends, from family, online, that you're secondhand watching, maybe secondhand binging these shows. Talk about what you're secondhand watching on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It makes sense. It's a What You're Watching Wednesday.
And I feel like a lot of us do this. It's not like, this is not a show that you like sit down and put on and watch it yourself. It's like you said, someone keeps talking about it. Or like, for example, one of the ones that comes to mind for me was, remember when Sons of Anarchy was on? That was a big one.
That was a great show.
I never watched Sons of Anarchy, but I could tell you a ton about it because Nate watched it. Nate is my husband. And every time it was on in the house, I would catch pieces of it. So I felt like I secondhand watched it. And then another example of how I secondhand watch a show, and I've said this before, when I paint my nails, I'll put my iPad up and I'll put a show on. So I'm like kind of watching.
Loosely watching.
I'm loosely watching, but I'm distracted. I'm not looking at the screen the whole time. Secret Lives of Mormon Wives is one of
Are
my
you?
Yes, renewed for season two.
That's right.
And Kardashians. That's the way I watch the Kardashians too. Although I do find myself looking up a lot for the Kardashians because I enjoy that one quite a bit. Those are my secondhand watches.
What about you, Stevie? I gave mine just a few minutes ago.
I feel like I know everything about Stranger Things and Squid Game, and I've never seen either of them.
Do you have a desire to watch them since you have like to real watch since you've secondhand watched?
No. I just, everyone talks about them, so I could tell you, I know the names of characters, and I could tell you, like, Red Light, Green Light, and 11, and the Demogorgon, and the lights blink, and there's
the
letters on the wall.
Oh, the lights blink! Oh,
we need to
one.
Just have Stevie's Never recap of shows she hasn't seen her secondhand watching, because that's pretty much, she just wrapped it up in about 6 seconds.
100%.
And it does, but to be fair, and what are you secondhand watching? We would love to know. Either shoot us a DM, we'll read it next. I think that there is a fine line, or at least it gets to a point of, okay, now I'm learning about the show or it's background noise and I'm in or want to watch it as opposed to now I feel like I know everything about it and I'm out on the show. Like she said, if I know everything on Stranger Things, do I really want to go watch it if I feel like I've seen it or gone through the motions? I don't know.
I think you need to watch Stranger Things.
Sometimes when I see a trailer for something, I feel like I know the whole show too. So why do I need to watch it? Like trailer just...
They do a really good job of showing bits and pieces, but really in a trailer, the dots aren't connected.
The dots
even though
aren't
you feel
right.
I don't know.
See, I feel like that about documentaries a lot. Like, I know what... I know the story. Why do I have to watch this documentary? Yeah. Like, I don't need to know more.
You just you have to love the subject matter and really want to take a deep dive.
Right.
Because you're right. You do know the story, or at least the gist of the story in a documentary. Secondhand watching. You have to have a show. Who's somebody watching in the house? And you're like, okay, I know more about this show than I should. What you watching Wednesday on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, talking about what you're secondhand watching. I have... I'm watching Severance.
Yeah. Everybody, that's a really buzzed about show, Severance.
Yeah, and season 2 needs to move a little bit.
You're full on watching Severance, not like periphery. Okay.
I'm on the last episode of season 2. I have 12 minutes left. I'll get to it.
What?
I have 12 minutes left.
Hold up. There's only 2 seasons.
Yeah.
You have 12 minutes left of an episode.
Episode 8, season 2, and I have 12 minutes left. I didn't watch for 12 minutes.
What happens in your life where you see there is 12 minutes left of a show and you're like, I'm good. I'm going to go ahead and pause for now.
I really liked season 1.
I'll come back and wrap up. I think
dragging a little bit.
Can you play like 2 or 3 songs in a row and you could just finish it up real quick here?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's stressing me out.
I'll do that.
12 minutes.
We'll see what happens.
How do you ever even leave that?
Don't you ever watch a show? Don't you?
No, I've had...
You finish every episode. Like, you are done with the episode. You don't ever start another one.
Halfway, I could stop.
Okay. 12 minutes is like, you can just zip through that.
No, it takes 12 minutes. Takes some time.
That is not time.
So,
especially the last episode.
I know. It was embarrassing to admit. Mary, thank you for the DM. Jen and Tim Show. If you are on X, if you are on Instagram, if you are Facebook, we are there. Along with Star 102, give us a follow, give us a like. A lot of times it's the easiest way to get in because, you know, you're supposed to be working, but you're listening. Shoot us a DM. Nobody will know. They'll think you're typing. Doing a work project.
Sneaky.
Mary, I have 2 shows to recommend. So she has shows, not that she's necessarily secondhand watching, but she said Paradise on Hulu is one. And then Prime Target on Apple Plus, which is actually one that I put on my list on Apple Plus the other day.
I told you to watch Paradise.
I know you did.
Is Sterling K. Brown in that one?
I haven't seen it. I just saw someone talk about it and said, Tim would like this show.
Both are suspense thrillers. But yeah, it is on my...
The guy from This Is Us, who played Randall. I think he's in that, right?
Yeah, you're right. I think you're right.
Yes, I've heard good things about that. Oh, now I want to watch that too.
So, Mary, we appreciate that with the recommendations. Best show. I mean, that's how we find great shows on What You're Watching Wednesday. So, Mary, thanks so much for listening to the show. It is Star 102. Good morning.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.